Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit meets Albert Jennings Fountain. The Hermit knocked shyly at the door to the home that had been indicated to him by Padre Jose. It was now quite dark, and it was unusual for someone to come calling at this time. Still, he was a man on a mission, and he needed to speak to the well-known local lawman. As he stood patiently by the door, a crinoline rustle was heard coming toward him from the inside. At length, a woman carrying a kerosene lamp opened the sturdy door. The light from it cast unsteady rays that sliced through the night. She studied Giovanni carefully from top to bottom before inquiring,
"Mande? Che si offrese?"
"I am Giovanni," replied the hermit. "I am looking for Albert Jennings Fountain. I was told that this was his house."
"This is not his house," snapped back the matron. "He has no house here. I am Senora Barella. This is my house. What is it that you need to know about Mr. Fountain?"
As the hermit was getting ready to answer the woman, a tall figure of a man stepped forward from behind her and said in perfect Spanish, "Está bien, María. Yo hablaré con él." Then extending a hand over to Giovanni, he welcomed him and bid him enter. Senor Fountain?" asked the hermit cautiously. By way of a response, Albert Jennings Fountain clicked his heels together and made a small bow toward him. "Please, come in," began Mr. Fountain, "and please excuse Senora Barella. She was just looking out for me, you see. These are dangerous times to be opening doors to strangers at night." He ushered Giovanni into a formal parlor that was surprisingly elegant for such a small home in the middle of the desert. "I have been told, Mr. Fountain, that you are a just man," began the hermit, all the while adjusting his habit. "Please call me Albert," returned the man. "Actually, my last name is Jennings. I was born on October 23rd of 1838. My father was named Solomon Jennings. He was a sea captain who went down with his ship in a storm a few years ago. My mother was Catherine de La Fontaine, a descendant of French Huguenots. When I came out west, I shortened my mother's maiden name to Fountain and anglicized its pronunciation. It had always been my father's ambition for me to be an Episcopal cleric." "Ah, this helps to explain why you are wearing the insignia of the Masonic Order on that pin on your lapel," remarked the hermit steadily. Albert Jennings Fountain noted that almost nothing seemed to escape the notice of the hermit. He continued, "After the death of my father, I traveled to California to try my luck in the gold camps. But since gold was not as plentiful as I had hoped, I took on a job as a reporter for the Sacramento Union. While covering a story for them in Nicaragua, there was a revolution and I had to sneak out of the country." "My dad sneaked out dressed like a woman," teased an 8-year-old boy who had sidled up to the older gentleman. "That's how he got back into this country." "Now, Hank," began his father, blushing a deep shade of red, "you shouldn't interrupt when people are talking."
"Henry, come back in here,"
called out an impressive woman coming into the room. Both men rose from their sitting positions, since her very presence commanded respect. "Señor Ermitaño," said Albert Jennings Fountain, taking the time to clear his throat, "this is my wife, Mariana Perez de Fountain." She made a small curtsy in his direction. Then taking little Henry by the hand, she led him out of the room without so much as a comment. "In 1861, I had been working," continued Albert Jennings Fountain, "in the California Column. That was an attempt to gain control of Tucson and the Rio Grande Valley from the Confederate forces. I was assigned to a company at Fort Fillmore, close to La Mesilla. One of our local guides was named Tomas Perez. He invited me over to his house and he introduced me to his sister, Mariana. That's how I met the lady who was to become my wife. We were married on October 27th, 1862, despite the fact that civil war had broken out in the United States. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.